Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Nun Gimel and Aleph, the last perek in Bechorot. Perek deals with Maaser Behema. So even though technically it doesn't fit into the category of Bechorot, as Tosafot points out, Bechol Makom, Megillah Azkir, Bechor Maaser Upesach, Sheshavim Bematnotehem. In general, they're considered to be a single category. We had that in Ezuhu Mekoman. They're put together in a single Mishnah, which is the Bechor, the Maaser, and the Pesach. Pesach obviously has too much to fit inside of another Masechta, so it has its own Masechta. But Maaser Behema, which has a small number of laws, therefore it was appended to the end of Masechet Bechorot, and that's why it's the last perek and why we're over here. It says, Maaser Behema, Noeg Ba'aretz u'Bechutz La'aretz. This is a format in the Mishnah that we should be familiar with already from back in Chulin. The Mishnah used this type of format, and again into Bechorot, that it's Noeg Ba'aretz u'Bechutz La'aretz. Now, in Chulin, the Gemara said that whenever the Mishnah says Chutz La'aretz and Aretz, wasn't necessary. Only one time was it necessary, and that was by Reshita Geis. Tosafot says the comment of the Gemara in Chulin that says that is only relevant in Chulin. Over here, it's necessary to tell us, and we'll see that in the Gemara, that it's Noheg both Ba'aretz ube Chutz La'aretz. Bifnei Abayit, v'shelo bifnei Abayit, whether the Mikdash is standing or not, v'chulin aval lo b'mukdashim, only has application by Behemot Chulim, does not have application by Behemot Mukdashim. Noheg, Babakar, Uvatzom. Ve'ein mitasrim mizelze. It affects cattle and the flocks, meaning sheep and goats, but you can't mix and match them. You can't put, when you're taking off Maaser Behema, you can't take some Bakar and some Tzon. Birkvasim uvaizim. Subcategory, the subset of Tzon, is Keves and Eiz, sheep and goats. They have Maaser Behema taken off of them. Umitasrim mizelze. And there you are allowed to mix and match them, bring them together to get to the count of 10 for Maaser Behema. Sheya bedin, umayim achadash veayashan, she'inam kilayim ze beze. When it comes to the new and the old, the threshold for Maaser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul. And those that animals that are born before Rosh Chodesh Elul are not allowed to be nitaser with animals that are born after Rosh Chodesh Elul. Even though there's no issue of kilayim, ainu mitasrim mizeh mizeh, they can't be put together into one corral to have Maaser Behema removed from them. Kvasim v'izim, sheheim kilayim zeh bezeh, kvasim v'izim, which are a problem of mixed breed, it would be ainu din, shlo yeheim mitasrim mizeh alzeh, certainly they should have be problematic in terms of taking Maaser together off of them. Tamalomar, the pasuk says, so the pasuk in telling us about vatzon, mashma kol tzon echad. There's no differentiation. That's the pasuk by Maaser Behema at the end of Perek Chav Zayin in VaYikra. It says pasuk lamed bed v'chol masar bakar vatzon kol asher yavor tachat hashavet asiri iye kodesh l'Hashem. So the definition of the animals are bakar and tzon. Kvasim and izim are not separated out. Tzon is considered to be a single category. By the fact that the Torah addresses them in a single category means that they can be given together or that there's no problem in bringing Maaser Behema from Kvasim and Izim. Mara says, Lema matanitan delo ki Rabbi Akiva. Let's say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Detanya, Rekivo mer yachol yale adam Maaser Behema michutz la'aretz ve'yakrivenu. That a person will bring up from chutz la'aretz Maaser Behema and then he'll put it on the Mizbeach. Tamad Omar, the Pasuk says, in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Bet. When it comes to bringing up all these different things that you have to bring up to the Mikdash, it says in Dvarim Yud Bet, Pasuk Vav, V'havetem Shama Olotechem, V'zivchechem, V'et Masarotechem, V'et Shumatiyadchem, V'nidrechem, V'nidvotechem, V'vkorot B'chachem, V'tzonchem. So all these items you bring up to the Mikdash. But in that list, it says, Shtem Masrot HaKatub Medaber, because Masrotechem, is written in the plural, Masrot Shelachem, that it's the plural form, so it's multiple Masrot that are being brought up by you.
Masrotechem.
So it sounds like there are multiple Masrot that you're going to be bringing up. Shtem Masrot HaKatub Medaber. Echad Maaser Behema, v'echad Maaser Dagan. Both Maaser Dagan and Maaser Behema have to be brought up to the Mikdash. Then Rabbi Akiva explicates on this, Mimakom, Shata Male Maaser Dagan, Ata Male Maaser Behema. From the same location from which you bring Maaser Dagan, you will bring Maaser Behema. Umakom Shiyata Male Maaser Dagan, from the places where you do not bring Maaser relating to the grains, Yata Male Maaser Behema, then you don't bring up Maaser Behema. Now, Maaseh Dagan, as we know, it's a mitzvah hatruya ba'aretz, and a mitzvah hatruya ba'aretz is only shayechet ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Any mitzvah that is determined by the land or connected to the land is only relevant inside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Maaseh Dagan is limited to kedushat ha'aretz, to Eretz Yisrael itself. Anything outside of that is a din dirabono. So he is equating Min HaTorah the two, which is Maaseh Behema, Maaseh Dagan have the same limitations. That means just like Maaseh Dagan only comes from inside of Eretz Yisrael, so too Maaseh Behema will only come from inside of Eretz Yisrael. Maaseh says, Afilu Teima Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva could even be the author of our Mishnah, which is Kanli Karev, Kanli Kadesh. You can differentiate between putting on the Mizbeach versus whether it's Kadosh or not. Dekanami, I came in Medayek from the words of Rabbi Akiva, that's the case. The Kanosiv La Talmudo. The pasuk that he brings to prove his point is Vaveitem Shama. Vaveitem Shama is not about whether it's Kadosh or not, it's about whether you bring it up to the Mikdash or not. Shema Mino, that is the case. The Gemara says, Iyoche, Machar Shenu Karev, Amai Kadosh. If you're not going to put it on the Mizbeach, then why make it Kadosh? V'ne'achal b'mumo lebalim. The answer to that is that if it gets a mum, then the balim will eat it. Meaning that you can have something that is Kadosh, but does not end up on the Mizbeach, and that relates to the mum aspect of it. Which is interesting, Rabbi Akiva happens to have the same opinion as well with regards to the Bechor. He thinks that a Bechor in Chutz Laretz is also in the Kadesh, which is not makrivit al gebe Mizbeach. Has the same din as Maaseh Behema. He's consistent in his opinion that just like Maaseh Behema does not apply in Chutz Laretz, meaning it is Kadosh, but you don't bring it on the Mizbeach. So too, with the Gabei Bechor, it's Kadosh, but you don't put it on the Mizbeach. You're not makriv Bechor, according to Rabbi Akiva. That will still fit into our Mishnah, because you could say that our Mishnah is talking about Kiddusha, and Rabbi Akiva is addressing the issue of Hakrava. Bifnei Abayit, Vishlo Bifnei Abayit. Whether the Mikdash is around or not. Iachi, Ahefilo Aidna Nami. How come we've never seen any Maaseh Behema today? The Mishnah says that it applies both before the destruction of the Mikdash, after the destruction of the Mikdash. How come nobody does Maaseh Behema today? Kidravuna. Dam Ravuna, Gzeira Mishum Yatom. So this is coming up in the Gemara. It's Gzeira Mishum Yatom. Now truthfully, it's not just Yatom. That, as Rashi points out, the Mishnah Kamei, Bakol Nichnasim Ladir, Litaser, Chutz, Mikilayim, Betreifa, Viyotzei Dofin, Mechusar Zman, Viyatom. There are a whole list of exclusions of animals that cannot go into the corral in order to be applied towards Maaseh Behema. So Yatom is one of the examples. Yatom, we've discussed before, is an animal who's born and his mother dies in childbirth. Because the Torah says that it'll be Tachat Imo for the first 7 days, and then on the eighth day it becomes qualified. So Tachat Imo means that his mother's around. If his mother's not around, then he can't be Tachat Imo, and therefore it's disqualified from going on the Mizbeach. So the fear here, Ravuna is suggesting, is that people will not do Maaseh Behema properly. They will bring in animals that are not qualified and count them towards Maaseh Behema. It says, Ihochi mikara namilo. Wait a minute. What did they do before the destruction of the Mikdash? How come before they were okay? Now all of a sudden they're not okay with this. It says, Ela efshar b'achwaza. Before the Mikdash was destroyed, they used to make announcements, pronouncements. They used to go out and explain to the people what animals were good or not good for Maaseh Behema. We can do the exact same thing today. There's nothing about the Mikdash that affects our ability to communicate with the people and tell them what they need to do. So that can't be the reason why we don't do Maaseh Behema today. Ella, Amar, the Girsa, according to the Shita, is Rava, Mishum Takala. The problem is an issue of Takala, which is that we're afraid that people will have the Maaseh Behema around. You have to wait for it to get a mum. And if they don't wait for it to mum, they're going to end up doing things with this Maaseh Behema while it's Kadosh. So in order to prevent that problem from happening, we just don't do Maaseh Behema because it'll never become Kadosh. If it's never Kadosh, you don't have a Takala, you don't have this issue sitting around. Right, well, it was a Sheva al Tasa.
It's an Isur.
There's no Isur because...
It's a Bitul Aseh,
but the risks on the other side are very high. Because you don't have the alternative. Normally with Maaseh Behema, when the Mikdash is around, you have two alternatives. One is that it goes up to the Mikdash. The other one is that it gets a mum. So there is a way to solve the problem very quickly. With us, there's no way to solve the problem with putting on the Mizbeach. That means the only solution is to wait for a mum. And as we saw earlier in the Masechta, they had that Bechor that was walking around with its hair hanging down. I mean, it becomes an issue that they just have all these animals sitting around that are Kadosh, that we have nothing to do with them. As Rashi says, V'ati beid lidei takala, de giza v'avodah, shochato b'lo mum. You have all sorts of problems that are going to come about because of this. So therefore they said, don't do it. How do I know that that's true, that we worry about this issue of takala? Detanya Abraita, ein maktishim. This means today, after the mikdash is destroyed, we are not maktish items. Vein marichin, and we don't do erachin. Vein machrimim, and we don't do haramot. Bizman azeh. And today, we do not do any of these items, because they all represent what we call takala. They all present issues, and the Mishnah, Abraita will explain this in 1 second. In terms of ein machrimim, there is a machloket, whether stam charamim go to the Kohanim, or stam charamim go to Hashem. Now, if you believe stam charamim go to Hashem, it makes sense why ein machrimim bizman hazeh, because you can't get them to Hashem, the Mikdash is not around anymore. On the other hand, if stam charamim are to the Kohanim, why can't you perform a charam and then give it to the Kohen? So Rashi, not here, but in other places, says that the charamim is only over here according to the one who says it's Hashem. Tosafot disagrees and says that it even applies to the one who thinks that it's Kohanim, or even if you explicitly say to the Kohanim, even the one who says Stam Charamim Lashem, if you say explicitly to the Kohanim, it does go to the Kohanim, he still says it's a problem, that even according to that Mandomar, we don't deal with it, because as long as it's with the Baalim, it's Kodesh. And that can present a problem as well. So he thinks it applies across the board, Rashi thinks it only applies to Stam Charamim Lashem. Now, if you do such, what happens? Imigdish, Ve'rich, Ve'chrim, Be'ma Te'akir. Be'ma gets destroyed. Perot ksutu kelim yirkavu, they should rot. Ma'ot uklei matechot, when it comes to monies and metallic utensils, yolich liyam ha-melach, you take them down to the Dead Sea and dump them in the Dead Sea. Ve'ezu yikur, what's classified as yikur? Noel delet bifanea v'meta me'aleha. You lock it up and it dies by itself. Now Tosafot says
that this is unique to Yam ha-melach. Because of the properties of Yam HaMelech, which the salt consumes anything that is put in it, therefore if you throw it into Yam HaMelech, you don't have to do anything, you just throw it straight into Yam HaMelech. In other instances where the Gemara allows you to throw it into the ocean or into a lake, over there you will first have to do what's called Shechika. You'll have to crush it first, grind it down, and then throw it into the Nahar, because if you throw it in whole, it's a possibility that someone else will take it out whole on the other side, and that's not the destruction of the object. So Tosafot points out over here that this is the unique property of the Yam HaMelech, and that's why it can be used for this purpose of, in a sense, being gonez something, throwing it away, where nobody's going to get a hold of it, because once it's in Yam HaMelech, it will deteriorate within Yam HaMelech and will not be usable anymore.
What we have here so far is that we're worried about takalot, therefore we tell you don't do these things. We see that from the Breita. So the same is true here by Meiser Behema. Because of takala, we don't want you creating this issue of Maiser Vehema. So Gemara says, Ochi, alright, once you're in that, why, forget about Maiser Vehema, what about Bechor? Bechor Nami Loli Kadesh. Bechor also should not become Kadosh. Gemara says, Bechor, but didn't tell you Milto? Berechem Kadosh. Meaning that it has nothing to do with us. Bechor is not something where we make the determination. Maiser Vehema, you have to have 10 animals together in a corral. You have to walk them out of the corral, and then you have to be Magdish the 10th one. So that's in our hands. Bechor has nothing to do with us. It's Peterechem. The animal is born, it becomes automatically kadosh. We can't control it. So how can come on? Now this is what it means. You should give an ovei kochavim a possession or a portion in the ear of the animal. The loli kadesh miikara. So that way it would never become kadosh. If the mother's ear is sold to the ovei kochavim, he has a yad, what we call yad nachri be'emtza. If yad nachri be'emtza, then the bechor does not become kadosh. The child does not become kadosh. Gemara is asking, why don't we use this solution? The solution of selling the ear to a goy, an Ovid Kochavim, in order to prevent it from becoming kadosh. So Gemara says, we have a different solution. Efshar kid Rav Yehuda. Because you have the possibility of doing it like Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, mutra lo adam, latil mum bebechor, kodim sheyetzei la'avir olam. Person can stick his hand into the womb of the mother, and put a mum into the animal. That's a preferable solution. That's a preferable solution by Bechor. Because by Bechor, you have two options. Either if you sell it to the goy, what happens if you sell it to the goy? You're mafkiat midei kedusha legamre. There will be no kedushat Bechor now, because yad nachri be'emsa, there is no kedushat Bechor. On the other hand, if you put a mum into the animal, then you have a Bechor that's born, but it's a Bechor baal mum. So it is kadosh, it just has a mum in it. So if I had to choose of the two options of whether selling it to the goy or putting a mum in the womb, I'm going to opt towards putting the mum in the womb, because that at least has residual kedusha, and I have a kedushat Bechor baal mum. So we had this early in the Masechta, back on Gimel Amud Bet, that Over there, one of the Amoraim did this. He sold the portion of the animal to the goy in order to mafkia midei bechor. And over there it says, kalai. It wiped out his whole flock. That it was viewed very negatively that he did this because he was mafkia himself mimoratzoid bechor. Over there, the Gemara also says, hayado efshar. He had the possibility of doing like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, he should have done like Rabbi Yehuda and not sold it. Tosafot's question, we saw the Tosafot, if you remember back on Gimel Amud Bet, we discussed it. Tosafot over here references it here, but we saw it back on Gimel Amud Bet. He said, why? We do that exactly today. That's exactly how we handle the situation today. When we want to be Mafkia Midei Bechor today, what do? We sell it to the goy. We put Yad Nachrib Emsar, you get a coin involved, you put somebody involved who's going to be Poter you from Dina Bechor. Yet the Gemara says here that you should do like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's very negative about doing this idea of selling it to the Ovid Kochavim. Tosafot says, over here, the Gemara says clearly, Be'efshar, where it's possible to do like Rabbi Yehuda. And he says that Be'efshar means where it's possible to do such a thing. What do you mean possible to do such a thing? You have to be a Baki and Mumim. We don't have anybody who's a Baki and Mumim. Therefore, it's considered the Olo Efshar. It's impossible to do it like Rabbi Yehuda. You can only put a mum into an animal inside the womb if you know exactly what mum is going to be sufficient, and you're Bekim and Mumim, and you can be Mariat or Chacham. We don't have that today. So because of that, it's equivalent of Dolo Efshar. There's no possibility. Dolo Efshar, the Gemara agrees that you can sell it, Udnayu, to the Ovid Kochavim. And that's why Tosafot says today, we use that methodology in order to be poter ourselves from Bechor, rather than the methodology of your Yehuda. That's number one. Number two is, the Gemara here seems to indicate that Maaser Behema was stopped after the Churban HaBayit. Tosafot here, as well as in its Gemara in Shabbat, and in Brachot, other places, asks the question, Rabbi Inutam asks about, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was appointed to be the Nasi, Havei Masir, Tresar, Alfei, Agle, Mi'idre, Bechoshato. He used to take off 12,000 Maaser Behema from his flock every year. That means that he was performing Maaser Behema. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah clearly lives after the Churban HaBayit, because he takes over for Rabbi Gamliel, who's deposed at the time. Rabbi Gamliel is after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lives around the time of the Churban. It's clear that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is already after the Churban, and yet he's being mafrish Maaser Behema. So Tosafot here brings three answers. He rejects two of them and accepts the last one. In other places, he accepts the two that he rejects here. One of them is that Maaser Behema is not literally like we talk about Maaser Behema, but rather a tax to the king. It was his taxes, not his Maaser Behema in terms of Kedushat Maaser Behema. Tosafot says that dachuk, you don't call taxes Maaser Behema. That's one. His second answer is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he was a kid, lived at the time of the Churban. But if he's a kid, he's not being mafrish Maaser Behema. It was his apitropus. That there was some sort of executor to his estate that was taking care of this. So it wasn't literally he who gave the Maaser Behema, but his executor of his estate that was taking care of it while he was still a minor. He was the one who gave the Maaser Behema. That's the second option. Tosfot again rejects that. Because first of all, you have to believe that he was young and lived at that time during the Churban. And second of all, that he had apitropus that did this, even though it sounds like he himself did it. The last explanation is, V'shema lo batlu Maaser Behema kol kach samuch lo Churban. Which is an interesting solution, which probably makes a lot of sense, is that they only put this gzera into effect after the Churban, but not immediately. Meaning that when they first, after the Churban, they continued to practice what they had done before the Churban. Why not? When they saw that that led to issues of Takala, that's when they put the Gzera into effect. They didn't automatically, as soon as the Churban happened, oh, no more Maaser Behema. But first, they continued to practice like they did before, but then they noticed that the problem was becoming, that there had all these animals of Maaser Behema lying around that weren't getting Mumim right away, and then there was mix-ups, all these sorts of things. Then they put the Gzera into effect. So it was a delayed Gzera. It is a Gzera because of the Churban, but it didn't take effect immediately at the Churban. So those are the three answers that Tosafot gives for that issue of how it was that there was Maaser Behema after the Churban. So now the Gemara asks about Maaser Behema, something that we have asked just previously, back on Daf Lamed Hey, which is, why don't we over here say the same thing by the Maaser Behema? Hachanami, Efshar Deshadi Be Mumami Ikara. By Maaser Behema, why don't you, instead of not doing it, just put a mum into it? Gemara says, Miyadahai Nofi. How are you going to know which one's going to come out of the corral? It's only the 10th one that matters. How are you going to know which one beforehand to put the mum in? He'll ensure. He'll basically stack it, so that's then the 10th one that comes out. That you can't do, because the Pasuk by Maaser Behema says, Says that you know you've a kerben tov lera. You're not allowed to make the determination of which one comes out. It has to be random which one comes out of the corral. If you lead them out of the corral, that doesn't work in terms of kedushat maser beima. Where it says, okay, the solution that the Gemara gave in other places, b'chitema efshar deshadi be muma bekuli edre, he'll put mum in all 10 of them. All 10 of them will have a mum. That way, no matter which one comes out, it has a mum in it already. You can solve the problem. Give all of them a mum. Now the Gemara has an answer. This is the Gemara answered over everyone else that left it. Now our Gemara explains why this is not a good option. Mehira yibaneh beit hamikdash. Soon the Mikdash will be rebuilt. Ubeinan behema lakrava. And now we need behemot to put on the mizbech, veleka. And there are none because everybody's flocks had mumim placed in them. So v'achanami bebechor. So why don't we say bechor behema, the same thing you said, go put a mum in a bechor behema, you're going to have the same problem. You're going to have all these animals with mumim in them. Mehira yibaneh beit hamikdash. We need behemot to put on the mizbeach veleka. There the Gemara says it's easy. Efshar shutim. It's not a problem. Bechor is not all of your flock. That's a small number. A very low percentage of the flock that are bechorim. That's not an issue. The Gemara says, ochanami efshar belekuchim. Same is true by maaser behema. By maaser behema, you only chayav for your own animals. But if you purchase animals, they're not chayav in maaser behema. So you could have it that he purchased the animals, and then we could use those for hakravan mizbeach. Man says, given to ihu shadi be muma bekuli edre. First of all, if he puts mumim in all his flocks, ushchiche mume de pasle be kodoshim. And in general, mumim that are posel be kodoshim, da afilu dokin shiba ayin, even some problem in the eye already creates a problem in terms of mumim by kodoshim. So now he pasle lo ushchiche, then there's no possibility of getting an animal. Meaning that, first of all, you're eliminating the majority of sourcing of animals. Everybody's personal animals all have mumim in them now in order to prevent maser behema from happening. Number two is, you have lekuchim, you can buy animals. But when you buy animals, there's not really a guarantee that you're going to get animals without mumim. There's a very high likelihood that even the animals that you purchase have mumim in them. Because it's very easy to get a mum. So even though the purchased animals, not all of them are going to be roi the mizbeach. So by the time you get through what's left, there's such a minority of animals that's left that when you put on mizbech, it's going to make it very difficult. So in order not to have every animal have a mum in it, we said, forget it. No mumim in these animals. We're not going to do maaser behema at all. That's why the solution by maaser behema is not to do it, as is the solution by bechor is to put a mum in it in order to make it into a bechor mamum immediately, rather than not doing dushat bechor at all, which is meaning selling it away to an ovid kochavim, or a partnership with the Kohen, in order to avoid the need for giving of the Bechor. Okay, Gemara says now, Bechulin avalo b'mukdashim, said in the Mishnah that it applies to animals of Chulim, not Mukdashim. Gemara says, Mukdashim, Shita. What do you mean? Lavdi deninu. Of course you don't want to give Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema you have to give from your animals, not from Kodesh's animals. But Kodashim Kalim, Valibid Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Today it's in talking about Kodashim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Kodashim Kalim Amon Balim Heim. That he believes that Kodashim Kalim belong to have ownership of the Balim. They're still your own money. You mean Mekadesh and Isha with them. They have monetary value with them. And the example that he's going to bring now is the Tanya. Umala Ma'al Bashem. The Rabot Kodashim Kalim Sheim Mamon Balim. This is talking about a Shvu'ah where someone denies that they owe money. And in denying that they owe money, they later then admit that they were lying under oath about this. Then they have to bring a Asham Mi'ilot. They have to pay Karen of the Chomesh, the whole process that they have to deal with in terms of this problematic Shvu'ah that they took. That they did something, they misappropriated something of Hashem. So the drasha that Rabbi Yosef Lili says is there's something that is Ma'al b'Hashem. It's classified as your money, yet it still belongs to Hashem. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, it has both aspects. It both belongs to you and belongs to Hashem. It's Kodashim Kalim, belongs to Hashem, but it's yours because it's Mamon Balim. So according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you do have a certain amount of ownership in these Kodashim Kalim. So I would have thought you would have to perform Maaser Behema with these animals. So that Braita says, Umala Amal Bashem, Kichesh Bamito, Rabot Kodashim Kalim, Shem Mamon Balim, Divir Rabbi Yosef Lili. Sakadat Chamim Le Asru, Kamash Malon, then not. Behema Hachanami, why Kamash Malon? Why not? Why not do Maaser Behema on these animals? When it says, Yeh Kodesh, Amar Machlana, Veloshe Kvar Kodosh. The Pasuk tells us, Yeh Kodesh, which is that same Pasuk that we read in Perach of Zayin and Vayikra, Pasuk Lamed Bet, Bechol Maaser Bakar Batzom, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShavet, Hasiri Yeh Kodesh Lashem. Yeh Kodesh means that the Havayah, the Kedusha, happens now. Not that it's already Kadosh. So that would eliminate the possibility of using Kodashim Kalim towards Maaser Behema. Taima diftav rachmani yekodesh. Halavachi avamina chaylek dushat maser iloi. Wait a minute. The whole reason that this doesn't work is because of the pasuk of yekodesh. Otherwise it would have worked. Hashtag kedusha chumra, kedusha kala, lo chayla, kedusha kala, miboi. We know that you can't stack kedushot. So if you can't stack kedushot, and that's even when a more chamur kedusha, you can't stack on top of a lighter form of kedusha. Over here we have a light form of kedusha, kodshim kalim, and you want to put another light form of kedusha on it, maaser behema, it doesn't, why should it work? So mahi, what's this? Tetnan, every mishnah, echad kodshim mizbeach, ve'echad kodshim berek abayit. Whether you're talking about kodeshim that are allocated to the mizbeach, they're going on the mizbeach, ve'echad kodshei berech bayit, donations to the mikdash, monetary donations, or something that will be monetized and the money given to the mikdash, ein mishanim otam mikdusha l'kdusha. You can't swap them. You can't switch them from kodshei berech bayit to kodshei mizbeach, kodshei mizbeach to kodshei berech bayit. Aval, maktishim otam hekdesh ilbui, umachrimim otam. You do have the ability to be maktishet hekdesh ilbui and charamot. So, madatema, what I've got, hatam de chobema lav, I'll explain that in one second. Madatema, what I've got, hatam de chobema lav de ula kaima. That over there, what's the objective? The objective, and what we're speaking about is a korban. Avahocha de chobema la masai kaima, afagab de akdasha lo poka isura de maser mine. So I would have thought there's a difference that when it comes to the korbanot or korbanola, then you can't swap it around. Because not every animal has the possibility of being a korban olah. Since not all animals have the possibility of korban olah, then you can't swap any animal into being a korban olah. But maaser behema, every animal in its infancy has the possibility of being maaser behema. Doesn't matter if it has a mom, doesn't matter if it doesn't have a mom, because maaser behema disregards that possibility. Number two, it doesn't matter if it's a bechor, a pashut, doesn't matter. Maaser behema can be taken from any animal that's brought through the korban. So therefore, since every animal has the possibility of being Meiser Behema, maybe over there we would allow you to stack Meiser Behema on top of it. Might not kamina. What does it make a difference? What's the difference between Kodshim Kalim and Meiser Behema? They're both Kodshim Kalim in the end. What does the addition of the Dushat Meiser Behema do for you? So Gemara says, the Midam Alei, because you will have this possibility of Velo Yimacher Velo Yigael. But truthfully, by Maser Behema, it only writes Lo Yigael. By Charamim, it says, Akol Cherem Asher Yacharim Ish Lashem Mikol Shalom Miadam VeHabehema Mede Achuzato Lo Yimacher VeLo Yigael Kol Cherem Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Hashem. Remember, we created a Gzeir Shava that brought over the Lo Yimacher and Lo Yigael over to Maser Behema, that the Lo Yigael of Maser Behema is also Lo Yimacher. So you have an addition restriction that you're not allowed to sell it and not allowed to redeem it, which is not true of Kodeshim Kalim and is true of Maser Behema. So that's the reason that we need a pasuk to exclude the kodshim kalim from having the possibility of becoming maaser behema. Because first of all, there is a reason to believe that you could put maaser behema on top of kodshim kalim. Number two, there is an effect in that there is an outcome. If you do put maaser behema, it creates a greater restriction of lo yimacher v'lo yigael. Nevertheless, we say the pasuk tells us yeh kodesh that we don't allow that to happen. And that's despite the fact that we have a mishnah that says that you can't and on kedusha. Because maybe that's unique to korbanot of like olot, shlamim, where they have a very particular animals being used for that.
Not every behemah is designated to be a korban. Rove of the behemot are for eating. If you put it on the mizbeach, you're not going to end up eating it. So it doesn't make sense that you can be ma'aleh, you can elevate the kedusha by a korban.
Not true of maaser behemah, where every animal qualifies to be it.
The designation of maaser behemah in the end is that it will be eaten. So since it will be eaten, maybe all korbanot or all items can be elevated to that kedusha of maaser behema because you're using the behema for what it was designated for, that is, to eat it.
Now going back to that mishnah that we just quoted, what is that mishnah telling us? It says that by kedushat mizbeach, kedushat berech abayit, you're not allowed to swap them. But you're allowed to be makdish them hekdesh ilui umachrimim otam. Rashi explains hekdesh ilui umachrimim otam. Tosafot disagrees with this explanation, which is, when it comes to mizbeach, you can be machrimim otam. You can make them into cherem. What does that mean, cherem? You give the kedusha to either the kohanim or Lashem. What value do they have? They're already kochim. So, you give them the tovatana that is found in them. What is that tovatana? Rashi says, v'zohi tovatana. What is this tovatana? Some other Israel can pay him. They'll give it to his grandson as a kohen, because he'll again get the matanot. If a person comes over and says, listen, I have a grandson who's a kohen, I want you to use him to be makriv his korban. Because if he's me makriv the korban, then he'll get the matanot from that korban. So I want you to choose him. I'll pay you a shekel to use him. So there is a value here. You have some value, which is the value of the nitzina. The ability to give it to whichever coin you want to put on the mizbeach. That value, you can be makdish. That's called tovat hanah. Your ability to give it to someone has some monetary value. You could sell that monetary value. If you could sell it, then when you're makdish it, that's the monetary value that you're makdish.
Would you say I want that coin?
Yeah, with the Korban Yachid, you can choose which coin puts on the Mizbeach. You can bring it up and just give it, and then whatever coin does it. But you can also choose your coin. Because there you can be Machrim. There is residual value that you own. The animal is Kadosh. And I want to put Kherim on top of it. Kherim means that there has to be value that I'm donating. What value is there once it's Kadosh? It's not yours anymore. The answer is you still have some residual value in the value of Netina. No, he donates the money. It's not that he needs the cherem. He wants to add on more. He wants to say, this behema that is going to be an olah, a machrimit. So now either stam charim l'shem, stam charim l'koin. What does he give to the coin? What does he give to the mikdash? Is there any value that he can be make a cherem? If the animal is kulin, he can be machrimit because it's his. He can donate it. So the question is, once it's kadosh, what can he donate? There's nothing left that's his. The answer is there is something left that's his ability to give it.
But then his ability to give is also before.
Their efforts kadosh, he has the ability to choose who he gives it to. He could get someone to pay him, so therefore there is monetary value. That money and gives it either to the Kohen or to the Mikdash.
He doesn't get someone to do it.
He doesn't have to give somebody to do it. The fact that someone would do it is an indication that there's monetary value here. He doesn't have to get someone to do it, that's just an indication of monetary value. That's Kherim. So Rashi explains this Hek Deshi Lui. One of them applies to Kherim and Ot, one of them is Kherim. Rashi seems to say that they both have the same issue of Tovat Hanah. This Tovat Hanah is this ability that you have the right to give it. Since you have the right to give it, then there is residual monetary value here. If you're Makdish, that residual monetary value, you have to give it to the Mikdash, or to wherever you promised it. Tosafot disagrees with that, and he says that if we look in Erechin, the Gemara over there says that's not the case. It depends on what Korban you're bringing up. If you make a neder to bring a Korban, and then you bring the Korban up, what happens if that animal is lost? When you take a neder to bring a Korban, you have to replace that animal completely. You're on the hook for that entire animal. You have achrayut to replace that animal. If you have achrayut to replace the animal, that means that, you know what value you have in this animal? All the value of this animal. If this animal disappears, you now have to pay for a whole new animal. So the residual value that you have in this animal is the entire animal. Because if it disappears, it's going to cost you a new animal. So if you're makdishit, that hekdeshi loy or you're makrimit, either one, if you're makdishit to the mizbeach or to the kubedek abayit or basically, if you think Haramim go to Hashem or the Kohanim, if you do one of those, there is value. You know what the value is? The entire animal. Because without this animal, you're going to have to replace it.
But if you have it, then...
But that's a question. Something that you have that's protecting you from a loss, does that have monetary value? That's what the Gemara says over there. Yes, there's monetary value in the replacement. Just like by chametz. What happens if you have chametz that you have to return? You stole chametz, and now it's worthless because it's Pesach. Is the chametz worth something to you? Well, if you're a gazlan, it is worth something to you. Because if you give it back to the person, you just hand it back as chametz, you say, Harei shalcha lefanecha, I'm done. If you destroy the chametz, then this gazlan is out money. He's got to pay this person back. So does that have monetary value or not? The answer is, to the gazlan, it does have monetary value. Or, I mean, it's a machloket in the Gemara Pesachim, it's a machloket in Shas about this. But here, this is quoting from Erechin, that this nether, the fact that you have an animal that is preventing you from having to shell out money, that is valuable. That value you give to the mikdash. What happens if it's a nedava? In a nedava, obviously you're not on the hook. If the animal gets lost, it dies, you don't have to replace it. So what's the value there? Gemara says, how much would you bid if you were in an auction, and they say, I got this sheep to put on as an olah in the mizbeach. You're not going to get it. It's going to the mizbeach. How much would you pay to be the owner of that olah to be put on the mizbeach? Basically, what's the value of buying a present to give to Hashem? It's not going to be yours. You're buying it basically to give, like if someone buys the Chasson Torah to give to the rabbi. It's not yours. I'm bidding on something to give to someone else. So it's over here. You're bidding on an animal to be as a korban. It's not going to be yours. It's going to Hashem. How much would you pay for it? That's the monetary value of it. That's what you have to give. If you're Magdisha, Ekdesha, Loya, Machrimit, you have to give that value to the Mekdesh. What you would bid to buy such a gift. That's what it says. The Tovat Hanah that Rashi is talking about is only shayach by davar nechal, things that are eaten. Only things that are eaten is it shayach to say that I'll pay you to give this to my grandson, the Kohen. Because otherwise there's no value. What, the fact that he brings it on his back? That's not value. So he says that Rashi's interpretation will be with items that are not neder and nedava, but are nechalim that will apply it. So then you could talk about this Tovat Hanah. So now going back to this Mishnah, the Mishnah that we're quoting is suggesting here that you cannot create an additional kedusha on top of an animal, because it says, you can't swap them around. But you can have this Hekdesh Iloi and the Cherim. But what you can't do is create a new Kedusha. How do you put Maaser Behema, Kedusha Maaser Behema on the animal? The Gemara's answer is, that's when you're talking about an Olah. When you're talking about a full-fledged Korban, over there you say that you can't add on the Kedusha to it. You can't swap around the Kedusha because animals are not all designated to be good for Karbanot on the Mizbeah. What is not, that's not true by Maaser Behema. By Maaser Behema, you could upgrade because Maaser Behema can apply to any animal. Doesn't matter if it has a mom, doesn't have a mom, doesn't matter what it is, it could be Maaser Behema. So over there, the Gemara says, this Mishnah may not apply to Maaser Behema. So that's why I need a specific exclusion for Maaser Behema from the Pasuk, because it doesn't function like other Kedushot. It doesn't function like other Kodshei Mizbeach, and therefore I could add it on. The Gemara wants to know, well, if I add it on, what does it do? I already have it being Kodshei Kalim. What are you adding on? The answer is, Lo Yimacher Velo Yigael. It adds additional restrictions to this animal that wouldn't be apparent, or wouldn't be there if you just had Kodshim Kalim. Okay, now the Gemara continues. We know Egba Bakar Vatzon. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah gives us a kavachomer in one direction. Now the Gemara flips it on its head and says, listen, if you're going to allow them to be maser, something that's kilayim, then kavachomer, you should allow them to be maser, chadash v'yashan. So mitasrim mizelzeh mikavachomer. Makvasim v'yizim sheim kilayim, zebzeh mitasrim mizelzeh. They are kilayim, we allow you to take one from the other. We allow them to join them together in the corral. Chadash v'yashan, she'enu kilayim zeh b'zeh, enu din, she'itarsu mizeh zeh. Tama lomar, Pasuk says, aser taser, and dvarim yudalid, Pasuk chapet, aser taser, kol tvad zara echa, hayutze asadeh, shana, shana. So there it says, aser taser, b'shtei masrot, hakatud medaber. So I made two masrot, echad maser be'ema, v'echad maser dagan. There's a hekesh between maser be'ema and maser dagan. Umekish, maser be'ema, maser dagan. Ma maser dagan, mi chadash l'yashan lo'o. Because here it says, shana, shana, each year is independent, and therefore you can't mix up the years. So to over here, af maser be'ema, mechadash l'shan lo, you can't mix up from the years. Iochi, kvasim v'izim nami. What about kvasim and izim also? Why should we allow to mix them? Be'ema, mekish maser be'ema, la maser dagan. Let's compare maser be'ema to maser dagan. Ma maser dagan, min al she'enu min al lo. Just like by maser dagan, you're not allowed to mix. Kilayim doesn't work with maser dagan. What about that? Rabbi Rachmana, Tzon. Pasuk by Maaser Behema says Tzon. It gives you a single description for both Kvasim v'Izim. It says, Yochi Yadachadosh V'Yashan Nami. That should be included as well. Hachtiv Aser Taser. There it says Aser Taser to exclude it. So Ma Raita. Why did you exclude the Chadash V'Yashan and include Kvasim v'Izim? They are for sure one min. It's not a question that they're one min. They're the same animal. It's the exact same animal, same species. Everything's the same. It's just that they happen to cross over a threshold of a date. That's the only difference between them. Amarov, Amarkra, Shana, Shana, the Shana Hekeshti v'lo Dovar Acher, which I read you before. The end of the pasuk is Shana, Shana. So where is the Hekesh between Maaser Behema and Maaser Dagan? L'Shana, Shana. In the differentiation of the threshold of the time. That the old and the new can't be brought together. That's where there's a hekesh. With regards to kvasim v'izim, there is no hekesh, and we have the riboy of the Rachmana of Tzon. And therefore, we don't exclude maser beima, where it's kvasim and izim. It's not hot, we have a mishnah, ain't tormim min al she'enu mino, v'imtaram ain't shumato shuma, menah animile. Where do we know this from? So Gemara is, give it as a fact, two facts that the Gemara gave. First of all, maser dagan can't bring chadash niyashan. That we know from the pasuk of shana shana. But the Gemara also gave, took as a given, that by Maaser Dagan, you're not allowed to bring min al eno mino. Where does it know that from? Now it's quoting us a Mishnah that tells us that. But okay, we have a Mishnah, but what's the source for that Mishnah? So I'm a Rabbi Ami, I'm a Rabbi Yanai, Amri lo, I'm a Rabbi Ami, I'm a Rabbi Shim ben Lakish. Kol chelev yitzar, v'chol chelev tirosh v'dagan. Pasuk, in describing in the Matnot Kuna, in Parshat Korach, says what is brought in terms of the Maaser Dagan. It says, kol chelev yitzar, kol chelev tirosh v'dagan. Maaser min haTorah comes from yitzar, which is the derivative of the olive, comes from the tirosh, which is the derivative of the grape, wine, vidagan, and grains. Those are the items. Amra Torah, tein chelev lezeh, v'chelev lezeh. Why couldn't it have just written, chelev yitzar, tirosh, vidagan? Why did it split up the yitzar and the tirosh? They're both perot ha'ilan. They both come from the trees. They're not necessarily kilayim zeh b'zeh. Why did they split them up? So it must have been that they split them up, tein chelev lezeh, v'chelev lezeh. Which is by Trumot and Masrot, when you take off the chelev, you take off the fat to give to the Kohen and to the Vim, that you have to give each one its Masrot by itself. We don't separate, we don't divide between them. And that's how we know that you can't be Maser from Shnei Minim, Min al She'enu Mino, And based on that, we were trying to apply from Maaser Dagan to Maaser Behemah. We don't do that in the end because we have a ribui by Maaser Behemah that says tzon. But anyhow, Hachanami, when it comes to Bakar and tzon, we will say it's a problem. You're not allowed to mix up Bakar and tzon, even though you can mix up Kvasim v'izim, and that's because of the ribui of the Pasuk that includes them under the same rubric of tzon. And therefore, by Maaser Behemah, it's allowed, even though by Maaser Dagan and other places, Maaser Behemah, Min Shei Mi No, you can't bring together. All right, we're going to stop over here because the Gemara is going to investigate this issue of Min Shei No Mi No much more in depth. It goes through the remainder of tomorrow's daf. Stop here.